to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Brian and Larry, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and joining us on the line, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 o'clock in the evening. It's Larry Kudlow. Hey, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
You got this new book out, I want to mention, JFK and the Reagan Revolution. We've talked about it before, A Secret History of American Prosperity. That's your wheelhouse. And I want to talk about a guy who was prosperous but apparently took a risk and lost a lot of money. And now he's being criticized because he took the tax deduction for having taken the risk and lost the money, which is, as far as I can tell, what every good American does. If they're willing to take a risk and they take a loss, they get a break, right?
You are correct. You are correct. It's as American as cherry pie, and nothing illegal, nothing evasive, by the way. He took net operating losses and carried them forward. And carried them forward up to the law, which, I don't know, the New York Times keeps saying 18 years. Some tax accounts are telling me 15 years. But I want to raise one point here. The angle that I see in the Times is that, you know, Trump was not a good businessman. He took incredible risks, blah, 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 blah. I don't see anybody, maybe I'm going to have to write this up. We had a terrible real estate downturn in the late 80s and the early 90s.
Yes.
Terrible. Not the rest of the economy. There was a very mild recession from the oil shock in 1990. But what happened was, in the 1986 reform bill, tax reform bill, which Reagan, you know, worked with Rostenkowski and Gephardt and Bradley, there was a lot of good. The top income tax went from 50 to 28%. Corporate taxes went down. A lot of loopholes were closed. A lot of loopholes were closed, and that's where I'm going here. They closed a lot of real estate loopholes. They stopped the ability to deduct real estate losses. They pulled back on what's called accelerated cost depreciation. And, you know, that's a tax break you get if you make a new investment. And what happened was estimates of businesses, you know, based on certain cash flows, based on certain tax assumptions, crashed. Because that was not grandfathered. It's the first time in history that a major tax law change was not grandfathered. And all of a sudden, people woke up in 1987 and said, oh my God, these projects won't work. A lot of it was commercial real estate, which is what the business Trump was in, including his airplane. This all scored as commercial real estate. Some of it hit residences. Now, here's what you're forgetting, not you guys, but what the Times is forgetting. The Resolution Trust Corporation, remember the RTC run
yes.
by Bill Seidman, a terrific man, the late Bill Seidman. He was the FDIC chair. He set up the RTC and gathered up hundreds and hundreds of millions of these assets, which went down the tube because they're no grandfather of what's called passive losses. And Donald Trump suffered like almost everybody. Thousands of savings and loans went down. Thousands of banks went down. And that part of the economy was in recession for practically 10 years. So what might have looked good when Trump's projects were created, and this is especially true for the casinos, all of a sudden looked real bad because all of the tax loss assumptions were out the window. Now, is he to blame? Well, he's no more to blame than thousands and thousands of other investors who were absolutely screwed by the change in the tax law that was not grandfathered.
Larry Kudlow,
how about that?
Yeah, I know. It's a great point.
Seriously. It's a key point.
It's very important. And listen, here's the thing. Since this debate last week, we've been spending a lot of time, and also since the New York Times article, we've been spending a lot of time talking about Donald Trump's taxes and what might be in them and whether he paid anything. We're not talking about my taxes and your taxes and the undecided voters' taxes. So as we go into tonight's debate, what is your advice to Governor Mike Pence in terms of emphasizing what is clearly a superior tax program for the American people?
That is a really totally five-star key point, because I thought Mr. Trump missed a lot of opportunities in the first debate with Mrs. Clinton.
You wouldn't be alone in that thought.
Tim Kaine is going to go right after this. He's the attack dog.
Well, let him be the attack dog. I don't know. I don't have anything to say about Governor Kaine. But the point I want to make here is, at every step of the way, Trump has got to include his broad-based, across-the-board tax reduction, tax rate reduction for individuals, increase in the standard deduction for middle and lower end individuals, and perhaps most particularly his reduction to 15% from 40% for businesses. And that's all businesses, large and small businesses. It's not tax cuts for the rich. Actually, it's aimed at tax cuts for the middle. First, any study will show you, you cut the corporate tax rate, the biggest beneficiaries are the middle-income wage earners. That's a really important point. And secondly, as I said earlier, there's a lot of middle-income, including child care tax credits and so forth, that are aimed right smack in the middle. And thirdly, Trump has a growth and prosperity plan. You are not going to tax your way into prosperity.
Right.
Mrs. Clinton is offering tax increases across the board, individuals, companies, capital gains, stock market activities, the death tax, which, by the way, Trump wants to abolish.
Right.
She believes you can tax your way into prosperity. That has never happened in history. And if I may, my own book shows the JFK tax rate reductions, just like Reagan, produced tremendous economic booms. Now, Trump got some of that out, but he didn't press his case. She's got a recession plan. He's got a prosperity plan. I think you'll see Tim Pence, who is very, very familiar with all these things, he will go after that. He will absolutely, Mike Pence, he will absolutely go after all that stuff.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Larry Kudlow, it is always a pleasure. Thank you.